I'm Matt Holzman with The Business Brief, a guide to what's happening in and around the business. If you've just woken from an extended bout of unconsciousness, you may not have heard that NBC moved Jay Leno to 10 p.m. last fall, and that now that grand experiment in prime time is over. Well, fear not. You'll have plenty of opportunity to catch up on the juicy details as the debacle is dissected with great glee over the next few weeks. After all, this is not only a major story, but a delicious opportunity for schadenfreude. But I would say that schadenfreude could be as costly to the TV business as a whole as the grand experiment in prime time was costly to NBC. I'm not saying that NBC's experiment was smart. I never understood why Leno was popular at 11:30, so I really didn't think he'd work at 10. But it made some sense for the fourth-place network in a dying industry to throw the Hail Mary. With a show so much less expensive than a police procedural or a hospital drama, they didn't need to win the time slot. They just needed to garner enough audience to give their affiliates a decent lead-in to their all-important local news, which, of course, they didn't. But NBC's mistake was probably as much about the TV business as it was about TV programming. First, they never got complete buy-off from the affiliates who were most affected by the change. Second, they didn't work out a deal with Leno and Conan up front in the event that their low-percentage pass got dropped. They also should have had something in the can to announce with great fanfare when they decided to pull the plug on Jay. They didn't. The whole thing smacks of our lack of planning for the aftermath of the Iraq War. Perhaps Jeff Zucker should send Zalmay Khalilzad to the NBC affiliates meeting. He was probably safer in Iraq. But as I said, the cost of this ill-advised adventure is not just to NBC, but to the spirit of vital experimentation in the TV industry that it embodied. Make no mistake, broadcast TV is in trouble. Jay at 10 may have been a failure, but the old-school produced shows it was running against haven't exactly been bringing in stellar numbers either. And now, in the wake of NBC's public humiliation over this episode, executives are going to poo-poo anything that is remotely out of the box, at least for the next couple of years. Even if some propeller-headed genius comes up with a solution to all of TV's problems in the next year, you can bet that he'll get smacked down, but hard. Look, I understand the folks in and out of the business who protested that Leno in primetime meant 5 hours less of scripted programming. But I personally do not believe that 5 hours a week of well-coiffed, self-serious crime fighters or middle-brow comedies are somehow morally superior to 5 hours a week of middle-brow monologues and interviews with well-coiffed, self-serious celebrities. And in terms of the good union jobs scripted shows represent, I get that too, but no one is going to have a job if the TV industry can't figure out a lower-cost way of competing with YouTube and Facebook and World of Warcraft. So, now to NBC's other big announcements, Jerry Seinfeld's new reality series, The Marriage Ref. Howie Mandel will replace David Hasselhoff as a judge on America's Got Talent. See, it's back to the creek with the same paddle. Meanwhile, the rocks and the falls fast approach. I'd love to know what you think. You can comment on today's Business Brief or subscribe to the podcast at kcrw.com/thebusinessbrief. For KCRW, I'm Matt Holzman.